if it were Bill going out to work in the yard, he'd wear his blue jeans or his Levi's.
Uh-huh.
A farmer might wear overalls or coveralls or work pants. Excuse me.
Okay. If you came home from work and there was a package on the table, and your husband might say, "Oh, the delivery boy from Jones' store
brought you a present."
And if it was the wrong package, the man from the store might call and say, "Please
bring it back."
Because, and then you might
return it.
Mm-hmm. And then after you got there, you say, "Okay, I've
brought it back."
Now you might say, "Now this dress won't fit this year, but last year it
fit."
If you stuck a lot of stuff in your pockets, you'd say your pockets were
bulging.
Okay, if you washed something in hot water and it got smaller, you'd say that it
shrank.
And you might say, now lately it seems that
I might say shrunk.
You might say that it shrunk. Okay, if you said, "I washed this blouse yesterday and it..."
Sometimes I say shrank and sometimes shrunk.
Okay, and now another set is like if you said, "Well, lately it seems that everyone I've washed has
shrunk."
If you were talking about a woman who, well, likes to stand in front of the mirror and put on makeup all the time, fix all up, you'd say she really likes to
primp.
And a woman that likes to wear fancy clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you carry your money in?
Let's see. A purse or a billfold. But if it's a man's, I would call it a wallet.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, like...
bracelet?
Yeah. Now, if you had a lot of little round things strung together around your neck, you'd say you're wearing...
beads.
And what would you call the things that men used to wear, especially, to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
And when it rains, what would you call the thing you hold over your head?
Umbrella.
And when you're making up a bed, what do you call the last thing that you put on the bed?
Either a bedspread or a quilt, or that's usually what I call either one of those.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow. No, I'd say pillow.
And do you ever remember seeing anything at the head of the bed that was long, like two
pillows? Bolster?
Yeah. Okay, and if the bolster didn't go partway across the bed, you'd say it went...
halfway?
Okay, if it went all the way, instead of saying all the way, you might say it went... all the way...
across?
Yeah. If you had maybe some children coming to stay with you and you didn't have an extra bedroom, what would you call a place that you...
pallet.
Yes. Now, this next part is about land and soil and things.
Uh-oh.
If there was a type of soil that would just grow anything and it didn't require any fertilizer because it was already...
rich or fertile.
Mm-hmm. Now, the flat, low-lying land around a stream, you might call that, around a river maybe.
Lowland or...
Have you ever heard of bottom land?
Yeah, bottom land, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, now land that had water standing on it, just, well, I guess all the time.
A marsh or a bog, mm-hmm, or a swamp.
Mm-hmm. Are those the same to you?
A marsh and a bog and a swamp. Swamps I think of as being in warm climates.
Mm-hmm.
Marshes have weeds, tall grass growing in, and a bog I think of as sticky underneath,
mm-hmm,
muddy, and
mm-hmm, that you would get
bogged down
in.
Right.
Yeah. That's nice.